Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
There are effective solutions to a number of health problems, from acne to thyroid. There are amazing combinations of medical and nutritional solutions. Welcome to Ask Lorna Live with host Lorna Vanderhaeg. Our program is a frank, lively discussion that can help you feel fit and fabulous. Now here's your host, Lorna Vanderhaeg.
Well, good morning. Today we're going to talk about infertility. I've had hundreds of women who've been contacting the Ask Lorna forum about infertility and issues surrounding infertility. So today we're going to discuss infertility, which is on the rise. We have 1 in 6 North American women of childbearing years that are experiencing infertility. And a really interesting piece of information, sperm counts in men have dropped by almost 50% since the 1970s. So obviously we have some environmental thing going on that's affecting fertility as well. There are so many factors involved in infertility, from low sperm counts to not ovulating to PCOS. And today we're going to try and cover all of those issues. You can send your questions, of course, to Ask Lorna at Hormone Help, and you can call Voice America directly. First, we're going to look at the tests that you should have done before you start trying to get pregnant. In my counseling that I do for women that are infertile, it's shocking to me how many women do not know if they're ovulating. So that's an important factor to find out before you start, because you don't want to go through 2, 3, 4 months of trying to get pregnant with all the disappointment when simple things could be sorted out before you get started. So step one, you need to have some tests done. And one would be a TSH to determine your thyroid hormone levels. And you want to get copies of all these tests. So it's very important that you do that. A day 3 FSH. FSH tells us the quality of your eggs. Now, this is very important for women who are in their late 20s, 30s, and 40s if they're trying to get pregnant. A day 20 to 22 progesterone test. Now, a lot of women have miscarriages because their progesterone levels are just simply too low. So this test is important to determine your progesterone levels. So the way we determine when to have these tests done, day 1 is the first day of bleeding, so the first day of your period. Day 3 would be a good time to have an FSH test done. The day 20 to 22, so you count from day 1 to day 20, you'll already have your requisition from the doctor to go have a progesterone test done, and then have it done in that 2-day period between day 20 and 22. Your husband or your partner should also have a sperm test done to detect sperm quality and the number of sperm. And this is important because you don't just want to assume that everything is fine with the man. So a sperm count is important also. So step 2, and probably this is the most important, buy fertility predictors. These are little predictors that you urinate on that will tell you when you're ovulating. And they're great little ovulation predictor kits. I like the First Response fertility predictors, but you can use any brand. And on the internet, they have very affordable little sticks that tell you whether or not you're ovulating. And these are a good thing to buy because you want to make sure that you're actually secreting an egg every month. And remember, you only get one try a month. You really only get one chance every month to get pregnant. So you want to make sure that you're having sex on the right days so that you actually have better chances. So once you've used the fertility predictors for an entire month and you've kept track of when you ovulate, then after that, you could use the fertility predictors to predict ovulation only when you think you're going to ovulate. So say that 1 week of the month, most women ovulate between day 10 and day 15. So you could try then if you're trying to save money on the ovulation predictors. But it's important to have those ovulation predictors because then you know exactly when you're ovulating. You know if you're ovulating, and if you're not ovulating, then we have other options that we'll discuss in a moment. So when we look at things such as the step three, if you're ovulating, then you should not have sex from your period until you ovulate, and then have sex morning and night through the 4 days that you're potentially fertile. If you're not ovulating, then we need to discover why, and it may be because you're eating soy foods, which disrupt hormones. You may have PCOS, and that is checked. We also do tests for PCOS, which is a very common condition. It's called polycystic ovarian syndrome, and what we do with that is we check your testosterone, your DHEA, your DHT, and you have a fasting blood sugar and insulin and an ultrasound test done as well. So any woman not ovulating should have an ultrasound to ensure the ovaries are healthy and not full of cysts. It's another important thing. I recommend EstroSmart Plus, which is our form of EstroSmart Plus. Vitex, or Chase Tree Berry to improve ovulation. You want to eat lots of veggies per day, and I cannot stress this enough. Good healthy fats like extra virgin olive oil, DHA, and fish oils to improve your fatty acid profile. And DHA is important because it produces really smart babies with great brain and eye development, heart development as well. Avoid alcohol because it reduces egg quality. And this is important, a very important component, because I think sometimes we don't think about the things that we eat maybe impairing our ability to get pregnant. Avoid fluoride as it blocks the uptake of thyroid hormone. And I cannot stress enough that eating soy is an anti-fertility food. So do not consume soy. Soy often disrupts the periods. And so as a result, you definitely do not want to consume soy foods. They definitely are associated with infertility. You also must have a healthy thyroid, and your TSH should be below 2. And this is so that you can get pregnant and stay pregnant. Many women are having recurring miscarriages because their TSH is above 2. It's still in the normal range because we've talked about thyroid in the past. A normal thyroid TSH test would be 0.5 to 5.5. A doctor would not diagnose you with low thyroid until you're over 5.5. But we know that infertility begins when a TSH is above 2.5. So I like to have the TSH below 2 in order to get pregnant and stay pregnant. You know, when we look at day 3 FSH, this test tells you if you have good ovarian reserve, meaning if you have enough eggs, and your egg quality. So you want this number to be below 9 for the best chance of conceiving. If it's above 9, then we need to focus on getting your overall health improved. And I've seen women with terrible FSH numbers be able to reverse them into a healthy range simply by changing their diet, taking multivitamins with minerals, improving their iron content, and halting all alcohol consumption and avoiding all other chemicals that could be affecting egg quality. To maximize success in getting pregnant, you have to have these tests done by the fertility predictors and then start trying. You know, I have too many women who've been trying for a year to get pregnant and are so frustrated and incredibly disappointed and afraid that they're not going to get pregnant when they weren't even ovulating, and simple little things could change all of that. Joni has emailed that she was diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome when she was 18, and she is now 27. She was put on the pill as soon as she was diagnosed with PCOS, and now she's 27, and she's been off the pill for a year, but she hasn't ovulated, and she's trying to get pregnant. And this is such an unfortunate situation. We have the pill being used for all kinds of things that it was never researched for. And the pill is not a solution for PCOS. It does absolutely nothing to improve the underlying insulin resistance that is associated with PCOS. PCOS is a condition that is a pre-diabetic condition, so you have insulin resistance and elevated male hormones, things like DHEA, testosterone, DHT. So in 2003, they actually found that the birth control pill given to women with PCOS makes it much, much worse. In 2003, the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism published an article called A Modern Medical Quandary, PCOS, Insulin Resistance, and the Birth Control Pill. And the pill has been the standard treatment for PCOS, yet it appears to worsen the metabolic problem that is at the root of PCOS. And the authors say what has been lacking is a critical examination of whether oral contraceptives might have adverse effects and with long-term consequences. So now the birth control pill is not recommended for any woman who has PCOS, and the pill have made the birth control pill could actually have made further contributions to the epidemic of PCOS that we see. So they actually believe that the birth control pill could be creating this epidemic of polycystic ovarian syndrome, and the pill is known to cause permanent hormone changes even once it's stopped. And it is known that long-term use, that it can take a long time to get ovulation going after stopping the pill. And some women are in a situation where they can't ovulate after they come off the birth control pill, especially in women who have PCOS. There's this confusion that the pill allows us to have regular periods. And this is absolutely not true. The pill will cause a monthly bleed, but there's no period involved. This happens because the hormones have been stopped. There is no normal period that happens. You didn't ovulate because you were on the pill. And the birth control pill could be a huge contributor to the PCOS epidemic. So if you're listening to the show or you have a friend with PCOS, and I'll just reiterate what PCOS is, polycystic ovarian syndrome. We have an epidemic of it today. It causes insulin resistance. It's involved in insulin resistance and elevated male hormones. The women often are large in the butt and the hips. They don't have to be overweight, but sometimes they are. They also can have male facial hair growth, acne, greasy skin and hair, as well as infertility, period problems. And, you know, the excess hair growth and acne are very key factors that we see in PCOS. And it is seriously on the rise. We have an epidemic of this condition. It's related to our diets, the fact that we're consuming too many refined carbohydrates and creating this other form of diabetes, really, when it comes down to it. And I'll talk a bit more about PCOS later and how to treat it. We use GlucoSmart, which has 8 clinical studies for the treatment of polycystic ovarian syndrome. So when we look at the birth control pill, it is not a solution for period problems. That's absolutely true. And we have too many women going on the pill around age 14, 15, 16, and not coming off the birth control pill till they're in their late 20s and 30s. And then we are seeing this rise in infertility, and I believe it may have something to do with long-term use of the birth control pill. So for Joni, what does she do? She's off the pill. She's trying to ovulate. We put her on EstraSmart Plus, which contains the Vitex, to get her ovulating again. We improve the diet dramatically and, you know, have some tests like the TSH test for thyroid. Look at your iron levels. That's another important test that we need to have done when we're thinking about getting pregnant. As well, you want to make sure you have an FSH test to see whether or not you are actually having any eggs present. That's important. And even if you are not having periods, you can have the FSH test done as well. Marnie is 38, and she's been trying to have a baby now for a year, and her doctor says her FSH is high, and she wants to know what she can do for that. He wants to do a Clomid test, and she wants to know what I think about using Clomid as a drug for finding out if she has good egg quality or egg Reserve. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about Clomid, because this is a drug that is used for inducing ovulation. It's also used to test ovarian reserve, and we'll discuss that when we come back. So hang on there, Marnie.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehealth.com. Now, back to the show.
So before the break, Marnie, who's 38, has sent an email. She's trying to have a baby for a year. Her doctor says her FSH is high, and this tells us that her egg quality or quantity is low, and he wants to do a Clomid test. So she wants to know what I think about that. And Clomid is a drug that's used for inducing ovulation, makes women secrete eggs, basically. Its side effects include the risk of having twins and multiple births. And as you can tell by the number of twins that are out there today, that Clomid is being used very often. Clomid can also cause hyperstimulation of the ovaries, so we should use this drug with care. Clomid is one of the most commonly used drugs for treating infertile women, and most infertile women have taken this drug at some time during the treatment, and you should be aware of the side effects of Clomid, because the side effects of Clomid can reduce its effectiveness, and one of the common problems is the increased risk of having multiples. And also, while the proper use of Clomid can help many women to have a baby, and there are many Clomid success stories, Clomid also causes hyperstimulation of the ovaries, which over time can create a problem. So you end up with these super large ovaries that can become cystic. So it's important that we use Clomid properly. It's a cheap, effective, easily available, well-tolerated drug. And Clomid is also an anti-estrogen. It acts by fooling the pituitary in the brain into believing that estrogen levels in the body are low, which then causes the pituitary to produce more FSH and LH. And these hormones in turn lead to stimulation of the ovaries. So the thing is, most Clomid challenges are not done properly. So I want to tell you how it should be done so that we make sure that in future people get the right test done. So instructions for using Clomid are easy. The starting dose is one tablet, 50 milligrams a day for 5 consecutive days. And the first tablet can be taken on day 2, 3, 4, or 5 of the cycle. And the doctor usually decides when this is going to happen depending on how long your menstrual cycle is. So if you have a short cycle, they usually have you start Clomid on day 2. And if you have a long one, start it on day 5. It's not enough to just take Clomid. It's equally important to monitor the response. So they do this by using a vaginal ultrasound scan and by using ovulation predicting tests. The one test kit that they often recommend is the Clear Plan ovulation predictor test. And again, I can't believe how many women are put on Clomid and ultrasounds are not performed. and the woman is not told to use ovulation predictors. So I have to let you know that you need to have an ultrasound to make sure the Clomid worked. Hey, did I produce eggs? And also have the ovulation predictors. So ovulation induced by Clomid occurs about 5 to 7 days after the course of the tablets is completed. That is day 12 to 16 of your cycle. If ovulation fails to occur, the dose can be increased for subsequent cycles up to 200 milligrams a day. So that's why it's so important to have the ultrasound and use the fertility predictors. Often human chorionic gonadotropin, which is called HCG, is also given to trigger ovulation to mimic the woman's natural LH surge. Ultrasound and blood estrogen levels may be used to determine the best day to determine when to administer HCG. If ovulation does not occur, then the patient becomes a candidate for the treatment with fertility drugs. So we also want to have blood testing and progesterone levels done as well to make sure that we've got the correct dose happening. And Clomid actually works to induce ovulation in 70% of appropriately selected patients, so those in the right age, because if you're 48, this may not be a group that's going to have success. And it has a 30 to 40% pregnancy rate. So first, if you're going to do Clomid, you need to make sure that they've booked ultrasounds and you're using fertility predictors so you know when you're ovulating. And most patients who conceive do so after Clomid treatment in the first 4 months. So if you're not pregnant 6 months later, then Clomid is not most likely going to work for you. And occasionally ovarian cysts also occur following Clomid. And so when this happens, the drug is stopped. The risk of Clomid causing problems is much more common in women who have PCOS. So side effects can include hot flashes, mood swings, early in the cycle, and depression, nausea, breast tenderness, severe headaches, although those are rare. So since Clomid is an anti-estrogen, it can also have a negative effect on cervical mucus. And for those of you trying to get pregnant, you need to have proper cervical mucus so that the sperm has somewhere to swim towards the egg. So Clomid often makes the cervical mucus thicker. In this case, I suggest you use our Love personal lubricant because it is friendly for women trying to conceive. So it's safe to use for the sperm. And long-term use of the drug, as the drug is only given for 5 days early in the cycle, it doesn't really have any long-term effects on future ovulation or on hormone levels or on the pregnancy. So there's some concern right now about increased ovarian cancer risk, but that has not been proven. The misuse of Clomid is the fact that doctors are not recommending the ultrasound. So back to Marnie when we're discussing whether or not to have this challenge done. I would absolutely have it done. I would do it. I'd make sure that they book an ultrasound, that you're using the ovulation predictors so that you know whether or not you've got decent egg quality or a chance of getting pregnant, especially at age 38. And then, of course, the other things that we've already recommended, like having your thyroid checked, making sure your iron levels are good. You want a hemoglobin around 140 and a ferritin between 40 and 70. So that tells you your iron storage. You also want to, you know, do things like improve your nutrition. You're going to be on a great multivitamin with minerals. I suggest all women who are trying to get pregnant take our Iron Smart, which is an iron that does not cause constipation. It enhances your hemoglobin and particularly your ferritin quickly. And so it's called Iron Smart. It comes in a liquid. It also comes in capsules. I love the liquid. It tastes like Werther's candies, and it raises ferritin very, very quickly. So for Marnie, who's been trying to have a baby for a year with an elevated FSH, you need to make sure you do not consume any alcohol whatsoever because it can worsen the situation. I also wanted to talk about PCOS and a link between plastic chemicals, particularly the plastic chemical BPA. And we heard about BPA in the baby bottles a couple of years ago. This is an estrogenic compound that is disrupting our hormones. And two new studies have been released showing a link between the plastic chemical BPA and the increased risk for polycystic ovarian syndrome. The chemical BPA was originally developed as an estrogen drug, but now it's widely used in the manufacture of plastics. It's found in so much food packaging. You know, when you open up the canned food, the lining has BPA in it. And BPA is only one of many estrogenic compounds. There are hundreds out there that are disrupting our hormones. BPA is also found in lots of baby toys. BPA has been linked to obesity, so being overweight, diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. So here's a chemical found in plastic. So what does that mean to us? Do not microwave in plastic, so never heat things in plastic. Don't put plastic wrap on your food and microwave it. If your water bottles sit in the sun for even a few minutes or a warm car, throw them away because now the estrogenic compounds have leached into your food. Other forms of estrogens that are seriously disrupting our hormones. Pesticides. You know, pesticides block the uptake of thyroid hormone, and pesticides fit right into your estrogen receptors. So you want to eat organic food. And this is especially important. You know, as a woman, we're building a vessel for our baby to live in for 9 months. So we want to avoid as many of these estrogenic chemicals as we can. And the reason why we recommend that people take EstroSmart Plus when they're trying to get pregnant is because the ingredients in EstroSmart Plus, first off, the Vitex helps you ovulate, but the indole-3-carbinol, the DIM, the D-glucarate, the sulforaphane, these have been clinically researched and found to be safe to take during pregnancy, and they help get rid of all of these toxic estrogens that we're exposed to in our environment. And men should take EstroSmart. So we have two forms of EstroSmart. We have EstroSmart Plus, which is for infertility, and then we have our regular EstroSmart formula. Every woman should be on EstroSmart to keep these bad estrogens in our environment from building up in our fat cells and also to keep our estrogen and progesterone ratios normal. And then men should be taking EstroSmart to get rid of all these environmental estrogens that are disrupting their hormones as well. So EstroSmart for everyone, EstroSmart Plus for the women who are trying to get pregnant, and EstroSmart for men as well, especially if a man has poor sperm quality. We want to improve that. And for men with poor sperm quality, we also want to give them arginine. L-arginine can help build sperm quality. And make sure that you're on zinc. So the man should be on a great multivitamin with minerals that contains at least 30 milligrams of zinc citrate or zinc polynicotinate. Because zinc is very, very important for healthy sperm quality. Zinc actually makes those sperm swim straighter and stronger. And so this is another important nutrient that a man should be on. And remember, alcohol consumption for women is not good, but alcohol consumption for men who are trying to have children is also not a good thing. So both the man and the woman want to get healthy. And I feel that all of these environmental estrogens that we're exposed to, they're found in cosmetics. So when you look at your cosmetic label and it says, you know, methylparaben, propylparaben, those parabens are highly estrogenic. So you want to use natural cosmetics. Sunscreens are probably the worst. Go to skindeep.com and look up the hormone disruptors in sunscreens. That's another area where we get lots and lots of hormone-disrupting agents. But when we look at trying to get pregnant, we want to ensure that our nutritional status is outstanding. Women cannot get pregnant if their iron is low. They can't get pregnant or they can't stay pregnant if their thyroid is low. These are key components that we need to look at before we start to try and get pregnant. Sally also sent in an email. She wants to know what type of lubricant she can use while trying to conceive. And when I was talking about Clomid causing thick cervical mucus, I mentioned Love. So there are several personal lubricants that you can use for intercourse that are safe for trying to get pregnant. Pre-seed is one of them. Our Love personal lubricant is so nice because there's no parabens, there's no alcohols. It feels exactly like the real thing. Feels just like your vaginal secretions. It's not sticky. It's not messy. It doesn't stain anything. And it's safe for when you're trying to conceive. It's called Love personal lubricant. And so I would use that one because there are no chemicals in it. Even some of the over-the-counter fertility lubricants that are recommended have lots and lots of estrogenic compounds in them, which to me just doesn't make any sense when we're trying to do the exact opposite. David also emailed. He's worried because he and his wife have been trying to have a baby, but she likes to have red wine at dinner every night, and he wants to know how important the no alcohol rule is when we're trying to get pregnant. It's so important. I really have to stress that alcohol is a toxin. It's a poison, and for anyone who is trying to get pregnant, it reduces your egg quality. So hence the reason why David needs to have his wife listen to the podcast for this show later on so that she can hear me tell her that red wine at dinner has to go, especially if you're a woman over the age of 30 who's trying to get pregnant. When we come back after the break, we'll take Joan's questions as well.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly. But instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the Cancer Coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler. We'll help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehealth.com. Now, back to the show.
So, Joan's also sent in a question. She wants to know how important taking folic acid is during pregnancy. And folic acid is the nutrient that we recommend people take to prevent neural tube defects. And folic acid should be taken before pregnancy. I think there's a lot of misinformation about this. We want to take folic acid in a great multivitamin with minerals. So don't just take the folic acid all on its own. You want to have it with the other B vitamins as well. So you want to have a great multivitamin with minerals that has at least 1 milligram of folic acid. And this should be taken before you try and get pregnant. So if you're thinking of having a baby, you want to start taking a great multivitamin with minerals a good year before. You know, get that body ready to have a baby so that when you do finally decide to start trying to get pregnant, that you're all ready to go and you have adequate levels of folic acid. You know, starting folic acid after you're pregnant is really not going to make any difference because this is for the prevention of neural tube defects. Yes, if you found it, you were pregnant immediately and started taking it, could have some benefit, but not the same benefit as if you took the folic acid in a great multivitamin long before you decided to have a baby. I also had an email asking, you know, what can we do for PCOS? Is there any actual treatment for PCOS? And the question is yes. Quercetol, which is found in GlucoSmart, has been clinically researched for polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I want to point out again that because we have so many overweight people today in North America, what we're seeing is a lot more PCOS. And I just mentioned the research that was done with the birth control pill published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology that maybe all the people taking the birth control pill is also creating more polycystic ovarian syndrome. So PCOS is an insulin-resistant disorder with resulting elevated male hormones. So when your insulin levels go up, your male hormones go up in women, and this causes male facial hair growth and acne as well. Many fluid-filled cysts may be present in the ovaries in some women who have PCOS, but not in all. And this is a confounding factor because they used to believe that in order to be diagnosed with PCOS, you would have to have cysts in your ovaries. And now we know there's two types of PCOS. Some women have cysts in the ovaries and some do not. So you don't necessarily have to have cysts in the ovaries. Excuse me. What you do have to have, though, is elevated blood sugar and insulin and elevated male hormones. And we have some women who don't have the insulin-resistant portion of the condition as well. So it's quite a confusing condition to diagnose for some doctors. And we see excess circulating insulin and luteinizing hormone increase, which is increases the production of male hormones that cause the acne and the coarse facial hair growth. Oily skin may also be present. PCOS is now affecting over 10% of the population of females, and it's the most common hormone dysfunction around women. So quercetol has actually been researched as a treatment for PCOS. And what they found when they gave quercetol, which is found in the GlucoSmart, it reduces excess male hormones, it reduces weight and appetite, which is important. It normalizes ovulation, which is so key. In two studies, one study, 19 of 21 women ovulated who were not ovulating previously, and in another study, 18 of 20 women ovulated. These were all women with PCOS that were infertile, that could not get pregnant, and as so, their fertility improved dramatically. And PCOS also has other challenges because it's linked to type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease. The great news about GlucoSmart is that we have literally hundreds and hundreds of baby pictures in our office from women who had PCOS who could not get pregnant, who used it to now conceive. And also, they took it while they were pregnant. And this is important because a lot of women with PCOS, because it is an insulin-resistant disease, develop gestational diabetes. So those women should also take GlucoSmart during diabetes. And you've heard the ads during my talk show for GlucoSmart for weight loss. It is an outstanding weight loss supplement because it normalizes insulin and blood sugar. It actually acts just like insulin and pushes the sugar into the cell where it can get burned up, so that it's not building up in the bloodstream and creating diabetes. But the bottom line is we have to lose weight. We need to change the way we eat. We need to reduce our bad carbohydrate consumption. So get rid of all the white foods from your diet, white rice, white sugar, white flour, white pasta, so that you can really have a fabulous diet, especially if you're trying to get pregnant. And this is important because there's another study that's linked trans fats. Trans fats are found in foods. These are bad fats. Trans fats found in food are linked to PCOS. And trans fats is a damaged vegetable oil that's used in processed food, commercial salad dressings, and margarines. It's the reason why I don't recommend margarine ever. It doesn't matter if it's a good natural margarine sold in a health food store. I recommend extra virgin olive oil and coconut butter. Those are the two things. And coconut butter, when it's in the fridge or in a cool room, will be harder And when you put it in a warm environment, it becomes liquid. So just keep it cooler if you want to use it as a spread on breads and things like that. Research from the Harvard School of Public Health found that only 4 grams of trans fats per day would interfere with ovulation. So this is why diet is so important if you're trying to get pregnant. And this much trans fat is found in 1 donut or 1 meat pie. Isn't that shocking? And trans fats have also been found to cause abdominal obesity. So that's that belly fat that we get with PCOS, and even when total calories are low. So, you know, here we have, if you look at kids today, you know, 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 10-year-old girls who have all this belly fat, it could very well be due to all the trans fats that we're consuming in our food. And, of course, there's a direct link to PCOS. We're also seeing little girls who have precocious puberty. So these are little girls who are getting breast buds and periods at 8, 9, and 10. We call that precocious puberty. Those girls are often overweight, and they often develop PCOS as well. Naturally occurring fats, even saturated fat from animals, does not seem to be a problem for PCOS sufferers. So it's all about eating fat in its natural state. So extra virgin olive oil, coconut butter, avoid the processed foods if you're trying to get pregnant. And if you have PCOS, you should never touch a trans fat. And now we have companies that are actually labeling their trans fat content. And many states in the U.S. have actually banned trans fats, which is exciting because I think they're a leading reason for heart disease as well. So Jennifer is pregnant. Congratulations, Jennifer. And she's a vegetarian, and her family wants her to eat meat. She wants to know if it's really important that she eats meat because she's really a dedicated vegetarian. The answer is you don't have to eat meat, but you have to make sure that you're getting adequate amounts of protein. I had 4 children on a vegetarian diet, and, you know, I had good, healthy weight babies, 7.5, 8.5 pounds, full term. You know, one of my sons is now 6'8", so my vegetarian diet obviously didn't affect him negatively. But you have to be diligent about ensuring you're getting adequate amounts of protein, and that's pretty hard to do. So, for example, an egg is a perfect protein. We measure all proteins against the egg. The egg has 6 grams of protein. If you were a sedentary woman who is not pregnant, you'd need 30 grams of protein a day. A pregnant woman needs much more than that, up to 50 grams of protein a day. And so what I suggest is that you find yourself a protein powder that you like. I love Omega Nutrition's pumpkin protein, and I love the pumpkin protein because it's certified organic. It is inexpensive. It's like $20 a bottle. It has no taste. Although it's a funky green color, it has no taste, which is great because you can add it to all kinds of food. You know, I add it to spaghetti sauce. I put it in organic yogurt. And remember, if you're going to consume dairy products, you want to have organic dairy products as well, so you're not getting all the hormones and the pus and the other infectious agents that we find in dairy products. So, you know, add the protein powder to your food. And make sure that you're having protein at every single meal. And do not use soy as your substitute. You know, a lot of vegetarians are consuming mountains of soy as their protein source. That would not be my recommendation. You know, nuts and seeds, lots of dark-colored vegetables. Pumpkin protein is a great alternative. Hopefully you eat dairy. You didn't tell me if you were a vegan. But if you eat dairy, that's great because you can have organic yogurt, which also provides protein, and you could eat eggs. If you also were a lacto-ovo vegetarian, you could have eggs, which would also give you adequate amounts of protein. The key factor is to make sure that you're getting adequate protein because protein is used to build things, and also that your iron levels are adequate, which is important. And that leads me to Kaylee, who's having twins. Congratulations, Kaylee, and she's having twins naturally. She didn't use Clomid. And she's 6 months pregnant, and the doctor says she has low iron. And the iron pills the doctors prescribed for her have made her so constipated, she wants to know if she has to keep taking them. low iron is one of the leading reasons for fetal death. So I have to insist that you take iron of some form. The doctor-prescribed irons are awful. They cause terrible constipation. I mean, there's nothing worse. You're already packing around a lot of excess weight because you have a baby. There's tons of pressure on your bowels and your bladder, and now you're on an iron supplement that constipates you. So I can totally understand that one. And when I was pregnant, we didn't have Iron Smart non-constipating iron, so I remember how awful that was. We have this wonderful iron that we've developed that is non-constipating, does not cause stomach upset. It works very quickly to raise ferritin and hemoglobin, and we need to get yours up now because you do not want your babies to be born iron deficient, and because that would be a very bad thing. Iron is used for cognition and brain development. It's used to manufacture our hormones in the body. So, Kaylee, you need Iron Smart, and you should be taking double the pregnancy dose. So our pregnancy dose is 3 teaspoons a day. You would take 4 teaspoons, 6 teaspoons a day. You would also have the option to take our capsules. So look into taking Iron Smart. And when we come back after the break, we'll talk about Marlene's low thyroid.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to asklorna at hormonehealth.com. Now, back to the show.
Before I talked to Marlene about low thyroid, I just wanted to mention some of the supplements that pregnant women should take. And one of them, besides iron, because we've talked about iron at length, you have to take iron when you're pregnant. DHA is another one. And DHA is an omega-3 fatty acid. DHA is found in fish oils, and it is also found from algae. So if you're vegetarian, you can still take DHA as well also. So DHA supports the brain, eyes, and central nervous system, and this is why it's so incredibly important for pregnant and breastfeeding women. Remember, you want to have that super smart baby, and you want to have, and it's also important so that they have beautiful skin as well. So DHA is something that every pregnant woman should take. And DHA in a dose of, if you're a pregnant woman, you want to take 300 milligrams of DHA a day. So I prefer supplements than eating lots of fish because, of course, unfortunately, the fish are high in heavy metals, mercury, which is a toxin, and we would not want to have pregnant women consuming too much mercury. Fatty acids are important in general. If you're a woman and you've had eczema or psoriasis or dermatitis, you definitely want to make sure that your diet is super rich in fatty acids. And the fatty acid that you want to use is GLA. And GLA is a very special fatty acid. It's actually been researched in kids with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. When babies are born and they develop cradle cap, That's that crusty cradle on the top of their head, the cap of dry, crusty skin. That's actually one of the earliest warning signs that your baby is essential fatty acid deficient, particularly deficient in GLA. GLA from borage oil is what I recommend, and I suggest you take the GLA skin oil because you can take it in liquid and in capsules. And as well, GLA is fantastic for improving brain function in infants also. So GLA is something you can massage onto the belly to stop stretch marks, which is an important component for all you pregnant women. And you want to have a couple of teaspoons of GLA a day in your diet and then massage the GLA onto your belly so that you can reduce stretch mark as well. Another nutritional supplement that works great for preventing stretch marks during pregnancy that's also important for building nice strong bones in babies is Collagen Plus. And Collagen Plus is orthosilicic acid, which is used by your body to make collagen. When babies are born, they're about 90% collagen. And one of the reasons why you get stretch marks is because you lose the collagen. The collagen in your skin actually tears. So between the GLA, the DHA, and the Collagen Plus, you should be able to avoid developing stretch marks. And your baby is going to have beautiful, gorgeous skin and a great smart brain as a result of taking the DHA as well. So back to Marlene, who before the break had sent in an email saying that she has symptoms of low thyroid and she's had 3 miscarriages in a row. Her doctor keeps telling her thyroid is fine, but she just listened to me talk about TSH. Marlene's TSH is 4.7. 4.7 is too high. And this is the reason why you're having the recurring miscarriages. And it's such a shame. You know, on our website at www.hormonehelp.com, we have the research studies that very clearly show that women cannot stay pregnant if their TSH is above 2.5. And so we need to get it down. I would suggest that you print those research studies off and take them to your doctor, because in the case of a woman trying to get pregnant, I actually think the best situation is if the doctor gives you low-dose thyroid medication so we can bring your TSH down below 2 so that you are able to get pregnant and stay pregnant. So the best range for getting pregnant and staying pregnant with thyroid is 2. So you want to look at that number and you want to get it below there. I would not try to get pregnant right now, Marlene, until your TSH is below 2, simply because you're going to end up having another miscarriage, which is such an emotionally devastating thing to have to go through. So when we look at thyroid, you have to have your TSH below 2 in order to get pregnant and stay pregnant. We can use ThyroSmart to do this. If your doctor absolutely resists giving you thyroid medication, we have a thyroid support nutrient called ThyroSmart that contains ingredients that you could take while you were pregnant. So you would use this to get your TSH down. You're going to get pregnant. You're going to stay on the ThyroSmart so that your TSH doesn't go back up again and you have a miscarriage. And I would also make sure that you avoid all soy foods because soy blocks the uptake of thyroid hormone. Get rid of your fluoridated toothpaste, fluoridated mouthwash as well, because fluoride blocks the uptake of thyroid hormone also. You want to make sure you're on a great multivitamin with minerals, because there are certain cofactors like vitamin D, selenium, zinc. These things are used by your thyroid as well to make thyroid hormone. So avoid fluoridated water. If you've got fluoridated water in your community, you want to get a water filter and never drink that water, especially if you have low thyroid and you're trying to get pregnant. While I was answering Marlene's question, Sarah also emailed. She's having recurring miscarriages too, and she's wondering what it could be. She gets terrible migraines. Well, this is a big clue, and I'm very glad that you told me you get migraines. Women who get hormonal migraines right before their period, the reason why they're getting the hormonal migraines is because their progesterone levels are falling too far too fast, which means they're having a crash in their progesterone. In the body, what happens is in the first half of the menstrual cycle, estrogen rises. And estrogen's job is to make your uterine lining nice and thick and juicy So if an egg gets in there during ovulation, it has somewhere to live for the next 9 months. Most women ovulate between day 10 and day 15. Now, after the first half, then progesterone rises. And progesterone's job, if you actually got pregnant, is to keep you pregnant. And so progesterone will rise multifold in the second half of the cycle if you got pregnant. And that's to keep you pregnant. In women who get terrible hormonal migraines before their periods, you already have the clue that you get those hormonal migraines because your progesterone falls too far too fast. And as a result, you end up with your progesterone levels falling and you have a miscarriage. So in women who get migraines, their progesterone falls too far fast, too far, and too rapidly, and that's why they're getting the hormonal migraines. In your case, when you get pregnant, your progesterone levels don't stay nice and high, and as a result, you have a miscarriage. This is easy to treat. We use bioidentical natural progesterone. Some doctors use it in suppositories inserted in the vagina. Other doctors have women take Prometrium or micronized progesterone, which is the same thing, and to keep you pregnant. So you need to go back to your doctor. You would be the person who has the day 20 to 22 progesterone test now and to make sure your progesterone levels are low. And as soon as you get pregnant, your doctor will want to put you on progesterone to keep you pregnant throughout the whole pregnancy. They generally leave you on it until you're 8 months pregnant. Another reason for miscarriages is also autoimmune diseases. So if you're having recurring miscarriages, get checked for that too. Remember, go to the website at hormonehelp.com. We have lots of free books. I also have a question and answer called Ask Lorna. You can email your questions in. Myself and my staff in the office who are nutritionists answer those questions for you. That's at www.hormoneandthewordhelp.com. And I look forward to talking to you. Remember, listen to the podcasts. Tell your friends to come and listen to them as well. Share the information and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Ask Lorna Live. Please join us again next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again soon.
And I feel nice. I feel the response. I feel nice, I sugar and spice.